Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My father was nudging a lot.
That's okay.
You were saying.
Always take a call from your father.
Yeah.
There was a machlokus between the Chazon Ish and
Yeah, that's a famous story.
So because of that machlokus, 40 of the students, 40 or 50 of the Mir Yeshiva students chose not to go. Why? Because that meant they would have had to fast for 2 days because they didn't know which day was really going to be Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So because the according to the Chazon Ish, the halakha dateline was right outside of Shanghai,
yeah. A
couple of hours of sailing and you pass by. So they decided not to go. And because of that, Poppy was able to get a seat on the boat. Poppy
yeah.
was very
and,
rational. He would have not fasted for 2 days.
He would have
chosen whatever day that he felt was real, and he would have only fasted for one day. The ship eventually made its way to San Francisco.
And from there they went by train to Toronto. Now, if I understand correctly,
not to Toronto.
Then to where?
To Montreal.
That's even worse. To Canada, right?
To Canada, Montreal.
How? That's like, I don't know, a week's ride.
It was about a week's ride, yeah. Not only did they put them on the train, but they nailed the door shut on the train.
Right, and that's what I understand. How did they do it? They were on the train physically for a whole week?
I guess they gave them food. They provided them food.
That sounds weird.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's weird. I don't know. Dode Allen has a newspaper clipping of their arrival.
I can't imagine it was a sleeping cabin.
I don't know. I don't know exactly what their accommodations were. Maybe they all sat on chairs or whatever.
For a whole week?
I don't know.
There's a story there to be told.
Well, you won't get it from Poppy because Poppy never really discussed these things.
Why didn't he?
It wasn't his nature. It wasn't his nature. He was happy to make it to Canada. He was happy to make it to Montreal. They were waiting for them. The yeshiva students were coming, and they needed them to be rebbeim in schools, to be rebbeim in shuls, and he never really talked about it. He never talked about his war experience.
I know my mom.
Never did.
My mom spent 20 years regretting that she always thought there was going to be time to ask him about it, and by the time she realized,
I regret it to this very day. I regret it to this very day.
Oh, you too.
I would ask him what was it like to be in Shanghai? What was yeshiva like? How did you live? How did you get food? How did you do this? How did you do that? He was on that boat. It turned out to be a famous boat. I was once sitting in the library of Yeshiva University, where I worked,
yeah.
And I took out a book. About an Israeli, what's his name, Tsuroff, Ephraim Tsuroff, who wrote many books about the Holocaust. And one of the books that he wrote was about what they did to get the students and yeshivas out of Europe. What countries did, like the United States.
Yeah.
And I'm flipping through the pages, and I come across this ship, the USS President Pierce, and I said, oh, my father was on that ship, I think.
Yeah.
And there was a listing of all the passengers, a passenger manifest, and there was a listing of all the passengers, and sure enough, I found Poppy's name. It was amazing.
Anyway, so my mom regretted that for many, many years, and you know what's amazing?
I regret it, too. I regret it to this very day.
But what's amazing is that I said to myself, that would never happen to me. And you know what? There are many questions I would ask my mother, and I didn't. And by the time I realized that I'm not asking the question, it was already too late.
So I guess
it's built into the system, or... something like that.
One of the worst days of my life was I was sitting with your mother. I had come to Israel in the summer, Naomi was going for a year in Israel then.
Yeah.
And I actually went and I made sure that she got into the yeshiva, and I was making one of my trips, but I scheduled it to be there when Naomi was there.
Yeah.
When the trip came to an end, I went to speak to your mother at Kish, and I was sitting in the room. She was lying in bed. She was very sick. And I said to myself, I was saying to myself, oh my God, in a few minutes, I have to get up and go home, get to the airplane. And I didn't know if I would ever see your mother again. And it was terrible.
Yeah.
And I said goodbye.
Being human is not that, it's not that great.
I said to myself, I'm never going to be able to speak to her again. And so it was. All right. I'm sorry I brought that up.
I brought it up. It's okay. Anyway, Albert, so I'll keep you posted about the apartment. I think this guy might take it, I think he might take it. He really liked the idea, because I'll tell you, he said it might be an issue. We're having patients coming up and down the stairs there.
Right.
And I said, wait, you know what? If you put a few, some money there, it's not a big deal. You can actually turn
the
garden into a private entrance.
Yeah. But how do you get into the garden?
For the same way you ever, do you remember like on the right of the building, there's like, what? There's the gas balloons, gas containers, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Tanks.
And over there, the steps.
Oh.
To get up to the garden. And it goes all around the building to that porch. You don't have any memory of that.
Did you discuss price at all?
What?
Did you discuss price with this guy?
Right now, I'm telling everybody 2.6. But I said, make an offer.
Okay, good, fine.
Look, if we make 2.4, it's good, I think. No, let's see. Okay, Albert, have a good one.
All right, give my regards to everybody.
What are you doing, Yom HaAtzmaut? You doing a mangal?
Naomi's having a mangal. I might show up, but I'm afraid I might find out that there's a maximum age limit.
I'm not sure showing up.
I might be over. I might be over.
Have a good one, Albert.
Bye-bye.